So, hey guys, this is Maticus on Say It's Late. We're here with Michael. Thank you, Michael, for coming today. Hi. You drove all the way from Dallas.
From Dallas, 3 hours just to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. I think he regrets it every second. He walks into It's a very small place, guys.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate
it. It's the size of my podcast room.
Yeah. Yours is a little bit bigger, unless that's all in the editing.
I think it just looks bigger. Like when it's on camera, it just looks bigger.
Yeah, because it kind of looks like a cute little study.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like very
That's
open.
The vibe I was going for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so. Okay, so we have you here. You drove here from Dallas. You said, what part of Dallas do you actually live in, though?
Arlington.
Okay, so you're not really from...
I'm like smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But most people know that Arlington's like...
Yep.
Right to
it's
the
right
bottom.
There.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's a great place to be. But no,
it kind of sucks. I live next to a landfill, so.
I think you guys have like a theme park over there, right?
Yeah. Like I have Six Flags.
Yeah, Six Flags. Yeah. You got a closed down mall, a couple of them. It's
the stadium, AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
A few shootings every night.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
It's great.
Yeah. Okay. Let's pull your chair up just a little bit. Oh. There. No, up, like away from the wall a little bit.
Oh, away.
There you go. Yeah. Cool. Okay. All right, so we're gonna do something that we haven't done before. And I've never painted a guy's nails before.
I only painted my nails once, and it was in kindergarten. And in my sister actually did it, which is funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if it helps, you can call me sister.
Yeah.
If it helps, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, what is his name?
Mikey.
Mikey, could you grab a towel right there by the stove? There's gonna be the second.
Bring us the towel.
The second drawer down on the right side. Just give us like a pretty one that looks. That's
yeah, that one.
Yeah, that will do.
Thank you,
sir.
Oh,
thank
it's getting
you.
Aggressive. Okay, might have to fire.
Yeah, no. Extra, that's a bonus right there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so I think you we're gonna go through this, but we're gonna start. I think you get a clear coat first.
Okay,
so we're gonna start your clear coat.
So I go first
in your head. Yeah, I'm gonna do you first.
Okay, this reminds me of kindergarten.
Good,
yeah,
and then we're gonna talk about some stuff. So, you have a podcast, right?
I do.
What's it called?
It's called The Doherty Show.
The Doherty Show, where did that name come from? Here.
My last name. Where does yours come from?
I'm asking the questions right now.
Okay, sorry. I could spin all day. No, I'm joking. I can't.
Stay still, okay?
I'm sorry.
This is going to come out so good. I can already tell. Do you have confidence in me?
I think I do.
Okay, yeah. So it's The Doherty Show, and you didn't say where the name's from, just because your name.
It's from my last name, yeah.
Got it.
That's the reason. And I also wanted to take some... I'm taking some brand recognition from my brother, so.
Okay. What's your brother? Do something cool?
No, he's a YouTuber. Huge YouTuber.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you heard of him?
What's his name?
Jack Doherty.
I'm not sure, actually. What kind of videos does he do?
He does, like, pranks. Like, you know, like, the Island Boys?
The Island Boys?
The twins that kissed each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done videos with them and live streaming. Yeah, he has like 14 million on YouTube.
That's crazy. Is that what got you into like wanting to do it?
Yeah, that's what got me into it.
Like, I want to be like big bro.
Yeah, I need to be the better example, you know?
So he's at 14 million and you're at like how many?
Nothing. No, a quarter of a million.
Do you wish you started sooner?
I do, but at the same time, I don't think I was ready for the spotlight.
Yeah. You know? Why not?
I was closeted at the time. I was
you
struggling.
Have to be gay to do YouTube?
No, I was just not confident. At the time.
This is a bang job right here, I have to say.
It's looking good.
It's okay,
nice and
so far.
Shiny and clear.
You know, we'll fix
Danny, that. Don't break up with me. I'm joking.
Hey, man, you know, if you can't accept a man with nail polish, then...
I'm joking.
I don't know.
Yeah. If it's for money, it's okay. I'm joking.
That's the worst. Yeah. Okay, so you started the YouTube channel. You wanted to follow your brother's footsteps. And how long have you been doing it?
I think it's like my third year doing social media. It started as social media and then it turned into, you know, adding, you know, Instagram, TikTok, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
All of it.
Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna let those dry for a second and then we'll,
should I do
we're going to do you.
Oh, just then, me. Okay.
I mean, we'll switch. I don't know if you can, we'll let yours dry for a second, but what color are you going to choose?
Hmm.
So the three we have.
Let's do mix. Let's do like...
Oh, Okay.
Let's do blue and pink, right?
Adventurous. Yeah. I like that.
I'm a mixed type of person.
I honestly didn't even consider mixing the colors. That's like, it's good
I'm
to
thinking
have
outside the box.
Multiple people here. So you've been on YouTube for 3 years, following your brother's footsteps, 14 million. Mm-hmm. I think I saw yours is about 23,000, right? Subscribers.
Well, on YouTube, it's 33.
Oh.
Instagram,
he does
it's like
the number.
Instagram, it's... what is it? 265 about? And then TikTok like 350. Mm-hmm.
And you're on OnlyFans too?
Uh-huh.
Right? Is your brother on OnlyFans?
He is. Oh, I'm the one that started that. Oh, okay. So he can thank me for that.
You're like, I got one before you.
I got one before him, yeah. Exactly.
How's he doing on there?
He's doing good. Yeah, he manages a bunch of girls.
Oh, he's managing people.
Yeah, he does all of it.
Okay. But are you managing people or are you doing
I
your
also
own page?
But like not on OnlyFans. Got it. Just like social media management.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And so if you were able to go back and do something different, do you think you would do it differently or like what would you change?
Probably would have found, I don't like saying I regret anything, but if I would have done anything differently, probably would have been like making money in a more respectable way. Because when you do OnlyFans, you're looked at in a lot different way.
Yeah.
Yeah. In what even way? Look at yourself in a different way, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, like, it's not respectable. You're like, people look at you differently when you do it. They just think, you know, you're just down for easy money.
I think you and I could probably understand that. But I think for the people that are maybe watching, like, well, if you would tell someone like, hey, it's not a good idea to do an OnlyFans, like there's other routes.
If you have self-respect.
Self-respect.
No, is that even the way? I'd say, if you want to have a future doing anything else, like OnlyFans is temporary. You have to know that. If you don't want to risk all of that, I recommend not doing it.
That's a good. Yeah. But unfortunately, you know, life is just not easy. But I don't know. You say that, but like, how much are you doing on OnlyFans? Are you?
I don't really say, but
you don't say.
I do good enough.
So if you just like quit this full time job, you're like. It'd be fine.
It's the majority of my income.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, don't. I love it.
Don't
people,
do it.
I love a lot of people who are like, don't do something. And then like, that's like, they're like, don't become a pastor and own a really big church in Houston and have a
break
private
in like
airplane.
$2 million.
And, $2 million a year plus more.
They're richer than I am.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
I wouldn't do it if I was you. It's hard. All right. Let's get started on your color.
Okay.
Kind of feel like we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start you off with this. I don't know how to say that. So you can use it.
Nail lacquer. Like
oh, no. Oh, it's on the bottom, actually. Oh, okay. This one's stay off the lawn. And this one is I eat mainly lobster. Oh, cool.
Mainly lobster.
I eat mainly lobster. And this one is the title, Art to Your Warm Heart.
Wow.
It's very endearing.
What is it? The art. Oh, it's like the art Bezrukhovenka to your heart.
Just in case you guys are curious where I got these from. There's this girl that used to be obsessed with me and she really wanted me to be her boyfriend and she'd paint my nails every week.
That's one way to make a gay guy your boyfriend.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, you gotta be it. And I was like, the thing is like, I actually can sleep with women.
Oh, so you're bi?
What's that? I wouldn't say I'm bi. I don't want to. Like when I see a guy walk by, I gauge every one of them. But a girl, I'm like, sometimes I don't even notice.
I'm kind of similar in that way. Like I could look at it and see beauty, but it's not any beauty that I want. You know,
well, maybe sometimes like the beauty will be like, I want your outfit or I want your skin. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see how these going. Okay. We're going color now. All right.
I'm waiting for like the hard hitting one to like, just like a random one.
Oh, the color?
No, like a hard hitting question. Just like a random one. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, they're all unexpected.
I like that.
Kind of going off the
cuff. I love surprises.
Right now, because I don't have my hands.
Yeah.
That's hard. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, we...
Looks good.
We did our best. This is kind of... I was kind of going off of like the thing where they eat like chicken tenders or whatever.
He's getting it on my skin.
I'll get it off.
It's funny. It's not. Yeah.
It's fine. Everything's good
here.
Yeah, this is. I hope you wear these out tonight. And people ask, like, "Hey, where'd this get done?"
Might
at?
As well. You're have like, a gun. So.
I went to. Gosh, so you do have a gun. You did mention that a couple times. How do you feel about guns?
I love guns. I mean, I think that there should be background checks, and I think people should definitely learn how to use one. Like, half of the people around me I do not trust with a gun. But at least I had the training for it, so it's a little different. But we're in Texas, like, everyone has a gun. Everyone and their mother, everyone and their grandmother has a gun, I feel like.
This is true.
It's very true.
This is true. And I agree with you. I do think that more people should be trained on it. It's kind of like they're getting rid of training in adolescence, you know, about like sexual health and everything else. But they will discover it. Like, we've all met like the pastor's kid, right? And what's the pastor's kid do? I feel like you're a
He's
pastor's
gay.
Kid. what's the pastor's kids do? they do all kinds of bad shit.
Yeah.
But what is it? Have you seen these like programs where they're teaching like younger kids how to like use weapons and to assemble them no. as well as like change tires?
Where do they do that?
They're doing it in like the more like poverty areas. I don't know the correct way to say that.
And the lower income areas.
Yeah,
the
lower
That's
income
the
areas.
Correct way to say.
Yeah, I was like, how do you say this without getting canceled these days?
Yeah, right.
We're just trying to educate guys. Okay, so don't come for me.
Back off.
Yeah. Okay. Back off the blue. Okay. but no, I'm also like pretty positive on guns. And but I don't think that you should own one if you're not ready to take someone's life, because the person gets your gun when you have one, they're going to take your life. They're not going to think about it. You know, it's just so unfortunate. Yeah. Is it coming along nicely so far?
I think it's going good.
Yeah. But have you seen that? Like, people are like, yeah, I have a gun. They have a really nice bedazzled one, really, you know, pretty.
And but like, they don't look like they know how to use it at all.
Well, even sometimes they know how to use it, but like, are you willing to take another person's life? And if you can't answer that question, like, very quickly, rapidly, like, you know, teaching in the military, yes, then you shouldn't have it.
Yeah. You grew up in the military, right?
Yes. I was a military brat and a military spouse.
Spouse and brat.
FRG president right here. No, I'm just kidding. I was never going to do that. I used a threat at my ex-husband. I was like, I'm going to become the FRG president because I know how much you appreciate them. You know, like,
that's the family readiness. Is that what is that?
This is really looking good.
I think it's like a rainbow.
Yeah, I guess it's like where the family readiness, or like where they hang out together when everyone's deployed and stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna hang out with your boss instead. Okay, so all right, so you're following your big brother's footsteps. Is there anything else that's
little,
coming?
Little brother,
little brother,
yeah, he's a year younger.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Right? You did say he was hanging out with. Oh, I messed. This one's getting real messed up.
I can't see you.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 21.
What?
Yeah, and he's 20.
Okay, that makes sense.
We were on Dr. Phil. Remember?
You guys were on Dr. Phil?
Yeah.
For what?
So they put in the scene of me. He stole my car, and they put in the scene of me punching him. Oops. Messed up a little.
Yeah, try to like. Walk. I didn't want to spit.
It's okay.
On you.
It's all right. Don't worry.
I did my best, guys. It was never enough.
Yeah.
Okay, what color are we on now? Blue. Rotate.
I'm dead.
Okay, so you guys were on Dr. Phil. How long ago was this?
This was probably 2 years ago, like peak COVID. Probably about 2 years ago. Yeah.
So tell me about that. How was that experience?
It was very cool. I was very nervous, I would say. It was my first time being on TV.
Like, is that real though? Like, really?
No. Dr. Phil's fake as fuck.
What?
Yeah. They like want drama.
I thought everything he did was really doctory.
No. You know? No.
Look at
he's
that.
Not. He's fake. I mean, some of the stories are real, but they're exaggerated.
I mean, you know, they're pretty bad. They're like, they got like a cake or something. Like, I got this cake for you. And they slam it in someone's face. Ooh, that one's filled up there.
Yeah.
Show the camera. Oh, that's good. It's a good blue. I'm liking the blue.
I like it.
I think I'm going to go with the blue.
We got pride flag hands.
Well, I don't know. These are pride colors. These are actually gel. They don't come off. I don't know if I told you that. No, it's kidding.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so we got blue, orange. I'm just kidding. What colors are going? Okay, so you're on reality TV. So you've been, you know, in the limelight for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to continue to stay?
I was also on page six of the New York Times.
For what?
For the George the George Santos stuff.
Oh, that, yeah, that was new. Actually, I didn't believe that. I thought that was like tabloids or like his new little boyfriend. It was tabloids,
yeah.
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 And I was like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, I was like, really? Like, yeah. Like I'd ever do anything that looks like that.
It was real. And I was like, he doesn't even have any money or anything, does he?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think the cameos are going to get him? He did say the cameos are making him some money.
He might make a lot of money from Jimmy Kimmel. He's suing him.
Oh,
who knows? Jimmy no, I don't Kimmel. Know if he's got a good will ever team. Side with him.
He's got a pretty good team, though.
I think they'll side with Jimmy. You know?
Yeah, I think so. Nobody's going to mess with Jimmy.
His cameos are funny, though, I will say.
He is like...
They're funny.
I can't even believe like he was really in politics. It doesn't feel real. How do you feel about the guy that was a bottom in the Senate?
Oh, my God. The twink that got slapped, spat, and spit on.
And no charges.
That's what I like to say, the three S's.
Yeah.
Honestly, kudos to him. I would love to have gotten fucked in the Senate chamber room.
Are you a bottom?
No, but I'd cool, do though. It. I'd it do depends it on that, the right? day. That's like my new thing. It depends on the day.
Okay. I'm going to let those try. As well,
this is like gonna come back to like bite me in a few years. It's like the United Airlines CEO.
you think this is gonna get
I'm
you?
Joking.
No, yeah.
Okay. Like the, you know, the United Airlines.
Oh, CEO. Yeah.
But except I don't get canceled.
Me.
I don't apologize.
He doesn't. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we all have a little
I do
bit
things
autism.
That piss off both sides. Like this pisses off one side, and then, but I don't give a fuck, and then I'll do shit that pisses off the other side. I'm just, I love pissing people. Well, not pissing people off, but I just like being, like doing whatever I want.
Yeah. How's your family feel about that?
My parents are supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you live with your family or?
I just moved out. I just moved down to Texas 2 months ago.
What was the move for?
I came here to start a management company. And then, of course, for taxes. That's why everyone comes here.
Yeah. I was like, it's not tax evasion, tax avoidance, right?
Tax avoidance, yeah.
How can I? I'm surprised you didn't go to the
you're
Philippines
evading,
or something, right?
Is that the right word?
No, evading's illegal.
Like, you're going away from
Avoidance.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. And we can buy, like, you didn't buy a plane yet, but you're...
I will.
You are. Yeah.
I will definitely buy a plane.
You are working on your pilot's license. I saw that, right? Mm-hmm. So what was like, I want to fly somewhere? Was it like before you had a boyfriend, you're like, I want to get dick in this next city. So I was going to fly right over to you.
So actually how I raised him up, I said to him, I was like, you want to come on a ride? You want to ride on my plane? It's a good way to raise someone up. But
it really is, though.
I eventually took him for a flight to a little island off the coast of New York.
Is there an OnlyFans video that goes with that?
No.
Oh. Could you get in trouble?
You probably could, especially if I'm flying the plane.
Yeah.
If I wasn't flying the plane and I was sitting in the back, it'd be a little different. But
yeah, I guess it'd be more chill that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, I lost my license, guys.
I lost my license by getting head.
That's just that would
by
just
getting
be,
head on the plane.
Like my favorite thing, I lost my other favorite thing. That sucks. I feel like I'm like more in the view than you are.
Yeah, I kind of want to paint yours now.
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like painting. I love painting.
Okay.
Oh.
I wiped that off. There you go.
So which one do you want? I don't know why I went for pink first.
Oh, yeah, that was
should we do matching? All right, I'm really bad at this.
You got to try, okay? You got to actually try. All right.
I got you.
Look at you. You're doing great.
Focus.
I love that. Okay, so you're going to do your pilots... You know, I tried to get my pilot's license as well, but
you
then
did?
I used to work as a 911 call center call taker for a while. You just do like one in each.
A call center?
Yeah, the 911. You call 911. What's your emergency? What's your address of your emergency? Wow.
That's actually cool.
It's no fucking terrible.
Well, I mean, it's a very stressful job. It has a high rate of suicide.
It sure does. You're like, you didn't die, but I'm going to. Somebody's going out. It's very depressing. But anyways, most of the people have their pilot's license. It's kind of like a thing they do.
Dispatchers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something I did not know.
Yeah, it's just like, they're like, what's the next best thing? I can get the fuck out of here anytime I want.
Makes sense.
But I wanted to get it, but I take Adderall, so, you know. Yeah, they're like, nope. You'd have to stop taking it for like 90 days.
You didn't want to do that?
Well, I don't know if you want to see me without it.
Are you on it right now?
Yeah, I'm on it
right
now.
You almost seem like you're high.
I seem like I'm high?
You seem like you've smoked weed or something.
I didn't. No. I'm just so happy to be here. No.
That sounded really
convincing. I do look like that. I look like this all the time, though. People are like, you look so high. And I'm like, I have a lot of allergies, you know?
Yeah, your eyes are like bloodshot. Are you sure you're not smoking?
I'm not. I did not smoke anything. I'm joking. I wish I did. That would have made things easier.
The first thing I thought when I saw, I'm like, wow, he definitely smokes some weed.
No. Everyone thinks that. Yeah. Huh. But no, I'm not that cool. Okay. So
I feel like a little Asian. Okay, never mind.
Let's talk about you and your relationship. Oh, you do, yeah. So you got to say some Asian stuff.
Oh, no. I can't
do it. Oh, no. The boyfriend.
How your boyfriend?
You want to do jail $5 extra?
Oh, gosh. I get canceled after this.
Is it that right?
Oh, shit.
So, okay. So you have your... You didn't do this one.
Don't, yeah, I got don't you. Forget. I got you.
I'm like, I'm wearing these out. No. So you have a boyfriend. You both have OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are exclusive to each other on your OnlyFans?
We are.
Both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then he lives knowledge. Where?
To the best of my knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge.
You gotta I don't look at it. I'm not subscribing.
You got to be more confident than that.
No, yeah.
You know?
No,
yeah. You're like, absolutely is. And then you just got to find out. You're like, no. This couldn't happen to anyone better than me.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. How do you guys manage that? You know, like having this like OnlyFans experience or like, I guess like a sexualized life. Like, do you guys show yourself like nude on your OnlyFans?
Yeah, okay. We do. I don't show my face really. So.
Okay. Cause somebody was complaining about it.
What?
Yeah. One of them, my like, followers, they're like, yeah, they don't even show anything.
Who? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, that. I pay all this money for nothing.
No, I think they're just mad. I don't show my face.
Okay. Okay.
Which I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's stupid. Why would I do that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of pages that don't show their face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it makes it a little hotter, actually. Some of the pages that.
You have to, like, look for it.
Yeah. You're like, you know, it's them. You can connect
it.
You gotta,
like, look in, like, the mirror or something. Yeah. Like, zoom in.
Yeah. You're like, I might want to get that ad commercial when Dave would
start with this now.
Okay.
You want solid or matching?
Oh, you can do whatever you want to do. Okay. Oh,
sorry, I interrupted. What were you saying?
No, you're good. You're good. Okay, but you're in a relationship. You guys are just doing OnlyFans together. Why does he live in another city?
Yeah. So we actually started long distance.
Okay.
He lives in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He's living in Arizona temporarily for some family stuff. But we've been long distance for 8 months. 8 months now. And the way long distance works is you need to have a lot of trust. And honestly, it almost makes the relationship stronger in a sense, because when you guys are together, you really spend a lot of time together and you look forward to it and you cherish that time.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing?
it's hard,
this
right?
This one. Trying to math.
I agree with that. I think when you live away from each other, or if one of you travels for work, like, you love each other so much more when you come back together.
But yeah. With the OnlyFans, I mean, I don't want to do it forever. I kind of already want to end it soon, but
yeah,
we'll see.
So what's the plan?
That's why I've been getting into podcasts and I'm trying to venture into real estate, stuff like that. I'm just trying to figure out what I could do other than,
mm-hmm.
than doing OnlyFans, because at the end of the day, it makes a lot of money, but you'll never really feel amazing about yourself or that you accomplish anything. Like, what are you accomplishing by snapping a photo of yourself, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So say that you can do anything, like, it doesn't matter how much money you
pilot.
Make. Pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what type?
Airline, corporate.
Really?
Myself. Just
fly for myself. I can see like a private pilot. You want to be corporate pilot? A
little twink pilot.
Like, what's up, guys? Flying in Malibu. I'm flying Kim Kardashian's plane or Paris Hilton's.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd be able to deal with them. I'd be like, get the fuck off.
This is true. You're right. I didn't consider that part.
Yeah.
So you'd be a pilot if you can do anything. And then what did you, like, when you were in school as a child, like, what did you think you were going to be doing?
I wanted to be a pilot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that might be in your cards.
I did want to join the Army. That changes once you join the Army.
Yeah.
That changes a lot. I wanted to do like Air Force, but I didn't want to do that long of a contract.
Yeah.
It's like so long. It's insane.
Did you ever try to go for like warrant officer in the Army? Why not? Just contract?
I'm just ready to get out. I have like a month left, literally a month.
Okay. So you're still in.
Yeah. Plus I had severely injured my back too.
Okay. From
it's
jumping?
It's a common thing. What?
From jumping or what?
No, not from fucking. No, I'm joking.
From fucking. What's going on in the barracks?
It was from like rucking and all that stuff.
But, oh, yeah, dude. They push you guys pretty hard.
Yeah. That's a very.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back injuries are very common. But
yeah. Imagine if you were a Marine, you'd really be hurting.
Yeah. Their knees get shot.
This is bad.
Oh, like you never had to do like the jumping, right? The pair, what's it called?
Oh, the
it's like the pair jumpers.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I just can't.
That's what my ex-husband was, and he got 100% disabled. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, not like you think that when, so the people say I'm 100% disabled and they're fully dressed walking around.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. I think 100% of the day is disabled. Like you're going to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But not in the military because you can count mental.
Yeah. That's pretty. Look at you.
That's the best one. The blue.
So pretty.
The one I have the least of.
That one's actually the best.
Yeah, it is. It is good. It's a good blue. That's a good blue. Okay, so what's the craziest thing that's happened to you in the military that you haven't told anyone?
Craziest thing in the military. Because
you talk about it a lot, you know. But I know there's some.
Oh, I remember one of the straight guys. So it was a weekend. The weekends are always the ones where everyone gets bored. And I remember all the guys were huddled up and talking and laughing. And I remember them saying, like me and another gay guy that were there. And I remember one of them saying, you and him should kiss. Like they, like all of them wanted to see it. I don't know why.
Is like when you were open or not open?
Yeah, I was open.
Okay.
And, we were all like surrounded at one bunk and they're like, we'll give you $10 to kiss. And I was like, okay.
Guys, like, money means a lot in the military. Like,
yeah, especially like before OnlyFans.
Yeah,
this is pre OnlyFans money. Oh, all right, show the cam.
I mean, I would take a guy out to like fucking Chick-fil-A or something. They'd freak out. This looks really good. We only have just the clear part left.
Oh,
of each. And that's it at the top. Yeah,
I think you did mine.
Well, I'm gonna do yours right now.
Mine really looks like paint. I did a good job with you.
You did really good.
Let me see. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That's good.
I wouldn't. If you decide what you're gonna do and not OnlyFans, this probably isn't it. This isn't the route that I would recommend. But I'm glad we tried it.
We tried.
We tried it. We're gonna finish it though. I'm gonna do yours. Finish these top coat here.
Yep.
Okay. So, what's a stigma about the military that's not true? Like from the inside, that like people are like, yeah, that's the army. That you get a lot.
I feel like the army has gotten pretty soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's smoking.
Which is a bad thing. I think it's like, yeah, it's good for gay people and everyone else. But at the end of the day, I feel like the military is the one place that, I don't want to get political, can't be woke. Like you need to be, it's the one place that like you really can't be fucked. Cause you're messing with the future of an entire country. Like you're messing with everything. Like that's like the one thing that like can't really go, and it's gotten very soft, which is really bad.
Yeah.
Cause that's the safety of all of us. That's all of our rights. Like it's gotten pretty bad with that. In that aspect, it's gotten very soft.
It has, yeah.
Yeah, so that's something that's very concerning. And, that's one of the things about the military that is
Yeah, okay. What's one that's true? People are like, every time they're like,
that half the people there are gay.
Really?
Yeah. Or after like a few days they get gay.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. When you go months with only men, it's the same thing as prison. You're in like these concrete rooms and bunks. Like it just happens. Everyone gets curious.
Exciting.
You know? I got curious.
You got curious?
I mean, I was already curious.
Oh, you were curious before.
At that point. Yeah. Yeah. I was already curious by then.
Well, that's cute though. So you're already curious. You're like, oh my God, I'm gonna check this out. I heard there's a lot of gay stuff going on. My mom's ex-husband was like going through it, and she told me like in confidence, and she's like, I just told him while he's deployed, he just needs to do what he's got to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, also, she's like sending like a stuffed animal, like with like a fleshlight in it that she had like sewn in.
Really?
I guess because you guys not have sex toys or something?
No, we're not allowed to have sex toys here.
I guess they're checking the mail and stuff, so yeah.
Yours is still a little wet.
Okay, we can wait.
Maybe I'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys are always trying to come too fast, you know?
Yeah, sorry.
That's normal. Okay, so there's a lot of gay guys. I think we hear that all the time. There's a lot of gay guys in the military. How do you spot a gay guy? Do you think that you should join the military if you think you're gay, like to further discover yourself, or is that...
I don't know how to answer that question.
It's like, I always wanted to go to boarding school when I was
younger.
You'll
figure out you're gay.
Would you recommend
When you're surrounded by like 60 men.
Because I think people have like this impression. They're like, oh, it's going to be really hot and sexy. You know, like.
It's going to be smelly. Very smelly.
Yeah. But it's not something you're like, hey, like you should do this if like you really want to get banged out.
No, definitely not. No, that's not going to happen.
10 out of 10, you should do it.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah.
What's something that you would tell somebody that was gay that was about to join the military? Any advice?
Well, the one thing that was good for me is that it made me mentally a lot stronger. It was a good starting point for me. And I also think that if you can get through that, you could pretty much do anything. Yeah, it is tough. Still is tough. I will say it's a lot harder than everyday life. We didn't get our phones. I remember the first week it was like 15 second showers.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And we only got our phone for 15 minutes every Sunday. Oh, not wow. always every Sunday.
Oof. Yeah. And that was like just during your basic training.
Yeah.
And did you go to any other special trainings after that?
It was all one station.
Got it.
Yeah. So it was almost like 7 months straight.
Cool. Not a ranger.
Yeah. I was just infantry. just the
I mean, dumb, that's a pretty good, you know.
The dumb soldier.
Now, is that like, did that go your way? Like when you took your ASVAB, you're like,
oh no, I had like one of the highest scores.
But oh, okay.
I had like an 89 and then like a 110 line score.
Yeah.
People would
that
like.
That happens so often though.
It's so funny because people would literally like their necks would break when I would tell them that. They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Why are you here? I'm like, I don't know. I just didn't want to do a long contract. I wanted to try this.
Or like I'm a scout. I just want to get blown up. You know, like that's crazy. So what do you think about ever going like officer first or like going to school? Like what's your,
I thought about going to school and I thought about joining the Air Force, but I didn't want to do the contract. So that's why I chose the way I went.
Are you still happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I could have been probably getting close to the airlines probably by now, but well, yeah. I would have gotten a lot of my training done for free.
Yeah.
If I joined the Air Force, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not here to make anyone depressed, you know. you're like, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think if we're just like, if, you know, other people are curious about it, because I think it was for me, just as an outsider, is like seeing that the different routes you can take and how different it is. It's just like kind
there's
of
a lot of routes in the military.
A lot of what?
A lot of routes. A lot of different routes. Yeah.
But it's just insane that you can go to college and like just like totally just like outrank everybody automatically.
Yeah,
like exactly. And like just be like an idiot, you know, like they have no experience.
And then get called sir.
Yeah. Everyone's fetish, you know.
Yeah. To be called sir.
Why did you join the army? Because I wanted to be a sir.
Yes, sir. All right. What's your name?
Maticus.
Maticus. Are you gay or straight?
Straight. Straight. Okay, gay.
Let's see.
Gay.
For $50, can you name the three gay creators?
Gay creators? What does that mean? Gay creators?
Gay creators.
Who are they?
Any three.
I don't know. Gay. Oh, like gay.
Gay creators.
Like TikTok creators?
Famous.
Oh. I don't know. That Michael Dory guy. I met him once. gay creators? Oh, shit. That's like such a spot.
All right. Nah.
Yeah. Can't do it. Yeah, nope. I'm not good at this game. I could show you like pictures of their dicks, and they don't know who they are, or like their ass.
I don't know if I know,
like,
but
that's Alty Dalty, or that right there. Like that's Austin Wolf. I could spot that for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I remember. So speaking of Austin Wolf,
yeah.
I remember. So he wanted to do a collab with me on OnlyFans, and I didn't want to have sex with him. He's so butthurt.
Really?
Like he just doesn't want to do a collab without having sex with someone. But like it happened twice and I was like, I'm not having sex with you. I don't want to have sex. And he just is so like he's very disrespectful in that regard. Like
interesting.
Yeah.
Here, I like this move. This is better.
He only wants to have sex with everyone.
It's really funny you say that because everyone else that I've talked to has like said like how great and nice he is, but maybe that's because they had sex.
Yeah. Maybe that's because they had sex.
Yeah. You're the only
one. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I was speaking a little bit. I don't know him personally, but from what I've seen, he just wants to have sex and he doesn't want to budge on anything but that.
Well, he has
like he's using his platform just to fuck with creators.
So there's obviously something going on there. I mean, like if someone needs to have sex twice a day, two different people.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're keeping the doxy pep in our, for everyone going. Yeah.
He's taking something to keep going.
He is. Who's your favorite content creator on the adult side?
I just say my boyfriend.
Okay. Say that outside of your boyfriend. I only watch videos of my boyfriend.
No, I actually don't watch any anymore. I only watch like one. It was like someone Jake something. Yeah.
Yeah. Those like, I don't know his name. I just have his poster.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but if you were like, say, watching porn, like, what would you search for?
I don't even watch porn anymore.
But when you did,
straight.
You'd say you'd look for straight porn, like
yeah,
like what well, do you no, put like, in the search
like
bar?
The straight guy, like that.
Oh, kind of okay. Thing. Like
yeah,
but under the gay side,
yeah,
straight
yeah, under
guys,
the gay side, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
That's boring. I mean, I got like that. I like
hitting rough deep sex.
I like hitting cameras.
I might have to, Mikey, write that down.
No, but you guys should do that. Even with you and your boyfriend, you should do like
hidden camera. Yeah.
No, do like a high camera view. It's sexy. Fucking hot. It's hot. Yeah.
My brother just had something leak.
Really?
Yeah, it spread a like wildfire on Twitter. Oh. Him and his girlfriend.
Oh no!
I didn't watch it, of course, but it was apparently like from what I heard, they
didn't even come to my mind.
People ask me. Oh, excuse me. People ask me that. It's That's so, like the first thing they ask.
People
me. Like,
are
Did you
so
watch it?
Fucking weird.
I'm like, no, I didn't watch people my brother's sex so tape.
Weird. Of course, I watched it. Why well, got such a stupid question? You're gonna make me say that I watched it? Of course, I did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So how was it?
I don't know. But yeah, it was like all over Twitter apparently. Yeah.
Was this before Taylor Swift or after? Like
this is right after. Oh shit! I think right. Yeah.
He's just like this AI wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The deep fake.
He didn't go that route, did he?
What?
He didn't take that route. Was it with his girlfriend?
No, he said
now?
It was a deep fake. It was a deep fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was it with his deep fake girlfriend now?
Yeah, it was with his deep fake girlfriend.
Oh, I mean, it would have been worse if it was with someone else. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
For him.
So he's out with the Island Boys.
Like he's done with them.
Oh, okay. But did he kiss them first?
He did kiss them.
What?
Yeah.
Why is everybody kissing these guys?
I don't know. And I don't like them at all. I hate them.
They're not very
They're
cool.
disgusting.
What do you think those guys are like the blonde ones are the same guys? That's like there's a big conspiracy theory.
The ones that were on, I asked them actually.
Yeah.
There's a video on my Twitter.
Yeah.
I asked them if they were on Epstein Island and they got really mad. They almost like punched me in the face.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. They're weird.
Yeah. They're logged in all the time, but they have like, there's another channel and it's almost like imitating them both as twins. And they say that like, that's also them as well.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? No.
No.
They're like, we're not the Island Boys. It's like so weird.
Yeah, they're a weird group.
But they have that other Michael guy too.
Who?
That isn't his name Michael. That's like really annoying and had his car fake repoed. And
who?
He's like Michael something.
I don't know.
I don't know off the top of my head or whatever, but he hangs out with them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where I was going with that. Okay, back to this. I actually just have one most serious question here. This was from your last interview, and we were talking about being gay, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about is it natural? Is it not natural? And you had mentioned that you know it's against like human nature. Yeah. So that you know you believe in like adopting children, and you know I kind of like my side on it is more of like you know population control. So I was just curious, like
what do you mean by like, population control? Well,
yeah. So I kind of wanted to touch on it. Because I think like we have our views are a little bit different.
But that's actually a very interesting. I've looked at. I feel like all the different ways in which you could put blame on. I guess you
could
say.
Well, I think so. For me, like I grew up really like Christian and religious, and like I don't really see that way anymore. But the thing is, like I do see the world as it is, and there is problems with like overpopulation. There's a lot of different like species and animals that have similar techniques. Like you know, frogs will convert their sex gender based on their habitats.
I heard about that.
Yeah, And it's just, you know, they're just adapting. And then it's just like, oh, why are there sickness? You know, why do you get the flu? Why do people die from COVID? You know, like these sort of things that like wipe China. Our race out. Yes, China. You know, we know they did that shit on purpose.
They did.
They already have another one. They already have another one.
They have a deadlier one.
I know. That's crazy.
It's deadlier.
But back to that, though, like, cause I think it is like a form of overpopulation, and it like helps like control us. And it creates like more caretakers and stuff like that. But there's the lesbians and the gays or whatever. I used to take it real to heart for a while, but I was like, there's a reason. Like, we're not all supposed to follow the same path.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone can be the headline. The
population thing is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I think the good thing about gay people is like we can nurture the children that are forgotten about or that are, you know, that lose their parents, you know, like we're caretakers, I guess.
Yeah, we could. We're not going to. We actually don't care about your children. Do you want kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
So what's your plan on how are you going to navigate to get your
children? That's the thing that makes me question everything.
Really?
Yeah. That's like the one thing that I'm like, fuck, I wish. Like,
do either one of you have a sister?
Yeah. Both of us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with Alabama's like new, like, shit going on. It's like, that's really messing some shit up.
Yeah.
But that's like with me and my exes, we thought about using her like a sister and then like actually like having a real baby. Yeah. Or would you want to
that
adopt?
That actually makes sense. Like using a sister's egg?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like using it with.
And then your. So like
your if exes?
If it's your,
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Still my exes.
Yeah. Not. Yeah. You know what I mean.
But yeah. But if, so it'd be like you would pretty much like mate with his sister.
Huh.
But not physically. That you'd have a carrier.
So interesting.
But it'd be your real child.
Huh.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of that.
The only thing I'd be worried about is like the postpartum blues you can have. But she's the mother's not carrying the baby technically. Yeah. But still, I feel like I've asked my sister and they're like, that's my kid. You know, they're going to kind of want to own that kid still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make him like the godmother.
Oh, you have a sister though. Like, you know, like they're the godmother. They are the mother.
Yeah.
Did your sister have any kids?
She does. Yeah. She has two.
And then it's pretty protective, right?
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she'd take your kid.
No, she'd be like, all right, I'm taking.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She's just like, like, this is my kid. Yeah. He's coming home with me. Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
But yeah. I definitely want to have kids.
How many kids do you want?
I want 10. I'm joking.
Realistically.
No, realistically, I would say a good amount is like three.
Three?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a really weird question.
Yeah. Three. Okay. I think that's a good one.
Okay. I'm going to take you through some of the more fun questions. Okay. You know, and we'll see how
I'm ready.
You stop me at any time. So we know what you do for a living. How do you help someone come?
How do I help someone come?
Yeah. How do you help your partner get
okay,
there?
Okay. One, eye contact.
You eye contact, yeah, that's it.
Oh yeah, you gotta eye contact fuck out of them and like talk like
and shut the fuck up.
And shut
come for me.
Get a little aggressive. Like it's a mix. You gotta just like spice it up.
Yeah.
Be a little crazy sometimes. Like that's how I am. Yeah,
and that
that's
works.
How you make them come.
How you make them come. I feel like there's like we need to call somebody. It was a little abusive. tell me a red flag and a green flag about you.
Let's see. Red flag. I guess I could sometimes have a little bit of an ego, so I guess that could be a red flag.
Yep.
But I'm aware of it, so
that makes it worse.
I guess. Yeah. And then green flag. Let's see. I guess like caring wise.
Yeah.
I'd say.
How do you care? How do you show that you care about somebody?
I guess like just showing them love.
What, how do you show love? Give me an example.
Like for instance, with my boyfriend, like taking like I guess going on trips with him and, like taking time to spend with him.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Who facilitates the trip?
What do you mean?
Who plans it?
We both kind of take turns, I feel like.
Who plans the trip?
Who plans it?
Yeah.
I'll plan one, he'll plan another.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, like all the details, like the schedule and everything, too?
Yeah. Yep. We're pretty good at that.
That's
We're both
weird.
Pretty good.
That's crazy. Yeah, how'd you guys meet?
So, like our relationship's interesting. So like we like that. The, what I mean by trips is the way I show it because we have like a week together.
Right.
So like that's why it's like a big part of our relationship. Yes. Like we. Yeah, it's like different.
Yeah,
than
you
most.
Have to plan it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It has to be very.
You're right.
Yeah,
because you guys are long distance.
Yeah, so that's how we kind of show our love for each other. Like, he's really good at it too. He's like, yeah.
What do you think is your top love language?
I don't even know how to answer that one. What do you mean?
Like love, like gifts, quality time.
I would say quality
words
time.
Of affirmation.
I think gifts are good and all, but at the end of the day, I think. Showing someone with actions and words is, or just being there with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person I was dating used to think that it was quality of time. It's like the time that you spend together and like what you're doing. And I was like, no, it's quality time. Like it's just like together. They're like, no, we got to be going places. You got to be taking me to Six Flags and shit.
No.
I was like, no, you're mixing these up. They're like, you said you liked quality time. Why are you not taking me places? They're like, what?
I'm dead.
Do you call guys daddy?
No.
Does your boyfriend call you daddy?
We'll like joke around and call each other daddy.
Okay.
Yeah. We call each other some more like R-rated words.
Ooh, like what?
Like fucker or like boyfriend or some words that I can't say.
You can't say?
I can't say some words.
What?
Can't get canceled.
What kind of role play are you doing?
It depends.
You little pilgrim, get over here.
You little native. No, he is Native American. No, he's a native Venezuelan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
When was your last heartbreak?
I've only like had three, like, or maybe two relationships. I guess it was maybe in high school, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was my first like relationship, so I guess you could say.
Okay. Was it your fault or theirs?
That one, I don't even know.
So is yours.
I guess
yeah, like trauma. See, just dump it out.
I guess it was both of us.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this can't really do that with you because you don't really have cool exes.
Cool exes?
No, I was like, what's your ex's biggest ick like that turned you off?
Okay, the last one would be okay. I'm not gonna say names or anything, but.
You know who
we're not going to name drop. So what's the biggest ick?
Yeah, they're their biggest ick. You're like, this is...
All right, so I'll name the biggest ick about each of them. So we have one, like, love bombing. Like, says I love you after, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
That was concerning. That concerned me. One of them was too sad and didn't want to go anywhere in life. And the other one... wasn't going anywhere in life. Yeah. I guess those are the three answers. No,
that's pretty good. So a swinger here, how much would you charge someone to watch you hook up with your boyfriend?
Like in person?
Let's be realistic.
Let's let the comments decide that.
No,
I'm joking.
Yeah, be realistic.
Realistically?
Yeah.
I'd say probably... I'm the type of person that's like, oh, money. I'd say like anywhere from like $7,500 to $10,000.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really good, I might, if it's a bad day, a bad month.
Yeah.
It'd be $5,000.
Yeah. I'm saying it'd probably be less.
It might be less.
You see on the streets, all these guys are like $100,000. You can watch me, my girl hook up. I'm like, dude,
you're not too
worth
much.
It. Come you know, on. Like, come on. No.
They probably make nothing too. Let's be honest.
Exactly, right? They're like, yeah, they'd be more.
They're not entrepreneurs.
They'll be 4 years
they're
of
not
my salary.
Yeah. An entrepreneur will do anything for
I'm saying, right? They're like, take one for the team. Like,
how much would you do it for?
For me to let someone watch have like, I don't know, maybe like $2,000 or $3,000.
Oh, yeah. That's a good number too.
Well, it actually depends. You know, if they're good looking, it's going to be really cheap.
I might pay them.
Yeah. Might pay them. I might have needed you there, honestly. If you asked me, how can you help me come, having this guy there would be great. That's good.
Teach their own.
No, not really. That's really creepy.
Oh my gosh.
What's your, what's a fetish you have that no one knows about?
No, I'm just, yeah.
That's normal. That's so normal.
What?
To be choked?
Yeah, I guess.
You want to be choked or he?
Well, like lightly, not like kill me.
How do you choke lightly?
You just do it.
No, there's a way. It's like here or there.
Yeah.
Were you in the military?
Here.
You're like right over the airway. What's your worst bedroom experience?
Getting shat on.
Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like, on purpose?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's no fun.
It was a horrible experience.
He's like, I thought you read this Grindr exchange.
Oh my gosh. That lasted like 5 minutes and I was like, all right, bye.
Really? Yeah. Do you write your guys off like if they're like not clean?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure your boyfriend now is like really scared.
No.
He's like prepped all the time.
Yeah.
Because he takes Pure for men.
We don't really have like sex a lot because I just feel like when we're traveling, like we're exhausted.
Yeah.
It's just easier to just give head at that point.
Sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Wait, is he like mostly top two or like that's just like
no, it's easier? We're like.
It's a lot of energy. Yeah.
We flip all the time.
Oh, wow.
We're not like. The same day, like that's a lot of work. Hard, that's a lot of right? work. That's really a hard. Lot of work.
That's really hard
on both of us.
Wait, is your guy gay too over here?
No. Okay, he has a girlfriend. Right. He has a girlfriend.
Yeah, we have a guy over here on the side.
Yeah, that's he's Mikey.
Mikey's been giving some slack, so I'm just like curious because he's like
he just has to listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's enjoying like, yourself.
It's pretty exploratory. Yeah. What would it take you to hook up with a gay person? How much would they have to pay you?
Say it really loud. The answer.
Yeah.
Buy me a Tesla.
Oh, a Tesla. Tesla? I have a Tesla.
Oh, like a $40 press pill? Like
$20,000 probably. What?
A $40 press pill.
Oh, that's a press. $35
press Tesla. Yeah.
Wow.
No, not that one. $25,000. What is it? 25 bands?
That's not that much.
Yeah.
No, that's realistic.
Like really that's like 25.
Most straight people, if you give them one drink, it's like $5.
Yeah. Yeah. You get two drinks with somebody that change it up. Yeah. Is that $25,000 or $2,500? 25,000? You're
thinking.
Be realistic.
I'm trying to get like really, really, really realistic.
Nobody's going to see you. Be realistic.
Like
10K.
I don't believe
this keeps getting lower.
Half it. It's less than that. you're telling me if somebody gave you $5,000.
You need to clip this.
Right now. It would be $5,000. You were like, nah, dude, I don't need it. What? Gay stuff. Like, I don't know. You could top. You could be the top.
So I don't got to get fucked.
No, you don't have to fuck.
No, a top is... Yeah. He's not.
Yeah. All right. I think we could probably get him down to like $2,000, I think. Yeah. If we like keep haggling it.
Yeah.
Or maybe less.
And a few drinks.
Yeah, a few drinks. Where's those little shots at?
My ears popped. I feel like they're popped. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty high in the sky.
Yeah, I know.
Than like in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Thank you.
That was
for your,
good.
Thank you for your
that
participation.
That'll be a really good clip for you. You have to clip that.
I will. So what's the bottom dollar? I'll do what funny. I have to do for the team.
If there's no like me getting fucked, then I mean it's really not hard.
I won't look at you. Don't worry. Answer.
I could just like not. Okay. Can my fiance like be in the room?
Like, oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, 5K
then.
Yeah.
5K? Wow.
Well, she gave me the room. I'm gonna charge you for bringing her. But
this went down really low.
No, he went back up.
Yeah.
But we know it's gonna be less. And then she's gonna talk you into it. She's like, babe, I really want to go on that trip. And you're like, you're right. Do it for the team. That's true.
I mean, I feel like
girls are really into that.
A gay guy, like, I feel like how much would you have to pay a gay guy to have sex with a woman? Like, we wouldn't want to do it. But the only reason why a straight person wouldn't do it is because of the stigma, you know?
Really good point.
You know?
Really good
Let's
point,
be honest
actually.
Here.
Really good point.
Like, is would it you of have, the stigma? How much would it take you to have sex with a girl?
Well, I have sex with girls.
Oh. Yeah. Well, for me, I mean, I would probably do it for like 1,000, 2,000. I mean, I need like a pill to like.
Right.
But. Yeah.
Well, it's great to see that you guys are all in sex trafficking, you know, and like
we love not
being. I love my sex workers. I appreciate my sex workers. We love you guys.
We love you guys.
No, but is it because of the stigma though? Like real talk. That's why like you wouldn't sleep with a gay guy. Like they're to get paid.
Now we're canceling him.
What is it?
No,
elaborate on that.
What irate?
Elaborate.
Oh, it's like, so you would not want to hook up with a gay guy or you need a lot more money. Because it's a stigma, and you'd have to carry that stigma?
No.
Okay.
That,
Got it.
You just don't have a desire. Like you don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty fun.
Trying to turn my cameraman gay.
No, I hit on straight people all the time. At the clubs. Like I hit on straight people all the time. Yeah. I don't do anything.
I kinda wanna see that in action. Can we go?
Tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna go.
I love doing it. It's a really fun time.
All right, let's
because I'll break into the conversation. And I'm like, hey, what's up? And I'm like talking to the girl, and they're like, oh, actually, it's girls' night, or like I'm out with my man. I'm like, oh, Minko, blah blah blah. Flip K card, break in, and I'm like, what's up? Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
Okay, so in your group of friends, what role do you play?
I don't have a big group of friends. To
like
be
the
honest.
Bottom.
I keep it pretty
bottom.
Tight. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
He's the pass around bottom.
That's fucked. What do you mean by role?
You know, like, so you have like facilitators, the caretaker, like you know.
No, depends on the night.
I'll
usually be a caretaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if we're going out. But
that's good.
Yeah, I hate the role, but I'm usually pretty sober. So.
What embarrasses you the most in front of people?
Embarrasses me?
Yeah, what gets you embarrassed?
Sometimes PDA.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I always like when I'm around PDA, I get uncomfortable. I'm like...
Oh, other
like,
people.
If you're like the... Like, if someone's third wheeling, like, or like... Yeah, that's something. Yeah.
Like, uncomfortable, like cringe. Like, you're like, okay.
You know? Yeah. You're like, oh, I have to be here. Like, I can't really get out of this situation.
Like, let me get you a room.
Yeah, you know.
Have you ever done that? Someone's like, you're like, get a room. I'm like, let me get it for you. I'll get your room.
I'll buy you the room. I'll
get, just get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be a good father?
I think I'd be a fun father and a good father.
Yeah?
I think I would.
Like, what?
I mean, I wouldn't give my kid, like, I'm like, I wouldn't give my kids a lot of, like, junk food, like sugar. I wouldn't give them chemicals, like processed food. Like what they'd have is like straight out of the ground.
What?
Yeah.
What in the little house on the prairie you're going to do your kids?
I just feel like it's a lot healthier way for them to live.
And you think they're not going to find ways to get
no, they will,
the things they want?
In my house, like I think I'd like to be a good influence for them.
I'm so excited you said that.
Yeah.
Because now I'm ready to argue with you.
Okay, argue with
you.
You're
like,
do you want a kid with diabetes and autism?
No,
I'm joking.
Not at all. No, I would not wish that on anyone. It sucks.
A red 40? The kid pops out like, hey.
Blue 5.
Like us. Like,
exactly.
You're going to have a gay kid at that point.
Hey, they're already banning Skittles, okay?
They should.
No, but you think of like you were saying, like, it's not going to happen in my house. But I was like, do you think it's important? And I'm like, to be that good. You said you're going to be a fun, good parent. Like, my parents were like, hey, like, I want you to do it here, you know? Because they wanted to be a part of the experience to make sure it was safe.
Yeah.
Because, like, your kids will find ways to have sex.
That's what my parents
did. Everything.
Yeah. They were the type of parents that were like, we'd rather you drink here than go out.
Yep.
Or at least they changed to that mentality. Yeah. My mom was born in Poland. My sister was born in Poland. Like, so I also grew up speaking Polish as my second language. But my mom came here and she had her own separate way of living and her own standards. And I grew up like the house was so clean you could lick off the floor. No shoes allowed in the house. And that's the way I kind of keep my house. It's funny. So,
that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, we just got a few more questions for you. Are you good on time?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm here for you.
Awesome, thank you.
And the 26 minutes of storage left on your camera.
Yep. There's 14 hours that's on there right now.
Oh.
That's been used already, like for a few things. Let's see here. What's a dream that you still have?
Oh, to be a pilot and to have my own plane.
You're achieving that.
I also want to be able to care for my family.
Yeah.
In the future, like my parents, like they cared for me for all these years. I think a lot of people forget to give back to the people that raise you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to keep your parents, or you're going to put them in a nursing home? Or
no.
Like,
no. I don't want them to be in a nursing home. That's all
terrible,
added
right?
up on medicine and zombies. They're like zombies at that point.
Yeah. I feel like they just drug them out so they don't have to listen to them, right?
Maybe I'll pay for someone to take care of them. I'd rather do that.
Yeah.
But if
we had to keep our twinks employed.
Yeah. Exactly. The nursing twins.
Nursing twins.
The nursing twins.
Keep our people going, okay?
It's like nurses and flight attendants. It's always like
real estate agents.
Position. It's always the beta position. They're always working under someone. Do you notice that?
You know, no, I haven't ever thought about that.
You didn't think about that.
Mm-mm.
So like you have.
They're so
like,
bitchy about it too.
Like real estate agents.
Yeah.
Like they're right under the broker. Like. You have the pilot is like the main guy, and then you have the flight attendants, and
yeah,
it's funny the way that works.
That's really interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's what a breakdown. I'm just make like the.
I'm a psychoanalyzer.
I overthink everything. I've never thought that ever. Yeah, so that's crazy. I'm over here thinking about like the street lines on the road.
Every time I go on a plane, look to see if the flight attendant's gay. If it's a boy.
Oh yeah, they usually
90 yeah. or more percent of the time it's going to be a gay flight attendant.
We usually convert them if they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, just give some time. We almost got your guy over here.
We almost got him.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Just 2,000, was it? No, I'm just
everybody's a little gay. You know? Yeah,
especially for pay.
So tell me, do you consider yourself a masculine gay?
Depends on the day.
Today.
That's my new answer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good answer. My answer
depends on the day to everything now.
That's a good answer. So do you know how to change a flat tire?
Yes, I do.
When's the last time you changed a flat tire?
Probably about a year ago.
Okay, so you've done it. It's not like
I've done it multiple times.
So say you just had a brand new car. How are you going to get that tire off?
You jack it up.
Yeah.
Then you take the bolts off.
Uh-huh.
Pull off the tire.
Oh, you just take it off?
Take the other one.
Okay.
On. You also have to make sure you get the one that has the key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Missing one thing.
Jack it up.
You got to kick it to break the seal on a new car.
That's it.
Yeah. A lot of people struggle with that. They're like, I took all the bolts out.
Yeah, you do have to kick it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
That one you kind of just figure out. That one's more common
or sense. You're right, or you don't.
Yeah.
Who's one person that got you through the year last year?
They're going to ask me, like, do you know how to change a light bulb? Or like, I thought that was coming last. Do you know how to tie a tie?
It's pretty implied. I don't either. I did, but like, I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But do you like to drink beer?
Mm.
Do you ever
whiskey.
You have a, are you like close with your father?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you really have no excuse.
For what?
For not drinking beer.
He doesn't drink.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't drink a lot. He drinks, just he's not a big drinker.
Okay. I thought you were about to put me down on one of those recovery roads. You're like, actually, he doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 8 years sober yet. Now, how do you feel now, bitch? Good for him.
Yeah. No. No, he drinks, just not a lot.
What's your biggest insecurity?
Biggest insecurity. I guess from like working out, like if I take a few days off, like I think I look bad, or that'll be pretty big insecurity. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know that's not true, right? It's all gonna catch up on you. You're gonna get burned out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's already happening, right?
Yeah, I'm burned out.
Yeah. So we said earlier that you were a side. Right, kind of, but not really.
For now,
right? How long should a blowjob last? Just like, I'm just curious for other people.
I don't really care personally.
But like, what do you think is the average? Like, what's it, how long is it supposed to be? I don't know.
I think 5 minutes is a good number.
5 minutes?
That's a good number.
What do you think?
That's if.
I mean, I barely last
15
seconds. So.
15 seconds?
You're 15.
Well, girls don't give blowjobs a lot.
What?
It's like one stroke down. And then
shut up. From like a girl blowing you? You could blow your nut that quick. I can't even speak.
Bah.
I can't even speak. A guy's like, start blowing me. I'm like, you're going to be down there, bro. You're going to get to
for how
work.
Long?
What?
Really?
Oh my God.
Wait, how long do you take?
I don't know. Like 10 minutes maybe.
Okay, maybe that's sometime not that long. Bad. That's pretty bad though.
That's my pushing myself. Yeah. I'm like, you can do this.
Yeah.
And like, this is everything you
ever
train
get it
for.
Like when you're either like too tired or like really stressed, and it'll take like an absorbent amount of time. Like it won't even finish. It'll be
for
like
sure.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or that on happens. Molly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here for 3 days.
3 days.
No, that's so stressful. I'm like, you could do this. I'm believing you. Keep going. And they're like, my jaw, it's broken. Okay, let's do one last question here. I have so many. This is a good one.
Rapid fire.
That's good. Oh, I have a good rapid fire. Could you forgive cheating?
Could I forgive cheating?
Yeah.
In what regard?
If someone cheated on you, could you forgive him? And stay together.
I think Yeah, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Shit, that's a tough one.
Taking notes.
I feel like it would be something that's on a case by case, but for the most part, I'd have to say no.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it'd be a case. Yeah, I mean, I'd say a case by case, but no.
It's a very interesting answer. I like it. I feel like it's so vague and so hard because, like, you, I feel like you should always say nowadays, no.
Especially in the gay community, it's like,
yeah,
it's almost expected.
Well, I don't know if you set your standard that way when begin a relationship. Yeah. You know,
we didn't set our standard that way.
Yeah,
but yeah.
But you're like, it wasn't yes until that point, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us have been through that. But if you go into a relationship, you're like, yeah, sure, I'm willing to get past it.
I don't think anyone should go into, I mean, if you're going into a relationship like that, I don't think it's a real relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're coming towards the end here. So do you have anything to plug, anything you're working on, things that people need to know about, they should stay tuned and check in with you on?
I mean, the
podcast, you're still alive.
The Doherty Show.
When's the next one coming?
I have to do another one. But, oh, actually, it'll be coming next weekend because this idiot did not post it.
Oh.
Yeah.
The guy, well, he does everything else really quickly.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for coming on to Stay at Slate. We want to thank our premium sponsors, Mr. and Pure for Men.
Thank you, Mr. and
thank
what?
You.
Pure for Men?
Pure for Men.
Pure for Men.
Yes.
Yes. As I'm well not as, even being paid by them, but yes.
Yeah.